instance. He hates Christians, for instance. He hates your covenant abilities. People in the world have no clue about your covenant abilities. They don't have a clue about it. But the enemy, through their pride, through their lust, through their desire, through their sin, he can control them to be an enemy against you, because he is against the covenant and they know nothing about it. I can prove it. I can prove it with two references. One, when Moses was born, the enemy knew that a leader was going to be born in that generation. So he had the Pharaoh to kill all the babies that were born in the season that Moses was born. Pharaoh's reason for doing this was because, see, the enemy couldn't tell him his side of it. He put a thought in Pharaoh's mind that the Jews are about to outnumber the Egyptians, and they're going to rise up against you if you don't do something. So now Pharaoh's alerted in fear, and he has all the male children when Moses was born kill. But the Lord, and my pastor was talking about this yesterday, the Lord spared Moses. His mother put him in a basket, and you know the story. Pharaoh's daughter saw him and then paid Moses' mother to nurse him. And Moses was raised in Pharaoh's house. The very one that Satan was after was raised in Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh had no clue that that's what Satan was after. He had no clue that Satan was trying to destroy Moses. All he had was fear, and his fear was solved when they killed the Hebrew babies, boys. All the males, they were killed. So he was, that relieved his fear, and it caused spiritual dead on his life too, and the kingdom, and everybody in the kingdom, the whole kingdom, had new spiritual dead on their life. But he didn't know nothing about that. But he raised Moses, his daughter, raised as a princess, as a prince. He was raised as a prince. Now, when Jesus was a lad, the wise men came to bring him incense. He was about 2 years old. Well, Herod had all the children killed trying to kill Jesus. And that Herod died. And then Jesus was sent to his son, the new Herod, and that Herod couldn't find fault in Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. See, people don't. The one that his daddy feared, the son, let him go. People don't process. They're looking at what they want for their reasons, for their personal reasons. But because sin gives Satan control over your life, he can control you to do his work through fear. So the people don't have a problem with the covenant abilities, but Satan does. This is why we have to have training. This is how it works. Now, Abraham believed God. We find that out in chapter 15. So he is in covenant with God. Let's see. Here it is. 15, verse 1. After these things, now Lot had just left Abraham's life. All right, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Now watch verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. You see that? He believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, the Lord did, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against the other, another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And lo, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites are not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Cadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. So, this is the covenant God made with him. This is great. And we all know the story of how he ended up in Egypt. And the Lord kept covenant. There was a lot of reasons for God allowing the Hebrews to go to Egypt. We know the story of Joseph, how they got there. They were protected by the best country in the world. When God gives, he gives his best. And they lived in the best part of the land there in Goshen. And they grew there. They multiplied there without the evils of war. Nobody was going to just go and attack Egypt. You didn't do that. But Egypt made them slaves. They learned to work. They learned to serve. And it was harsh. But they left with great substance. And God prepared them to take Canaan land. You have to look at the wisdom of God, and the works of God can take time. You just have to do your kingdom part. With God, he thinks of everything. And he did everything in perfect time and harmony. Perfect wisdom, perfect knowledge. You can't find better counsel than God, and we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who is a spirit of counsel. all we have to do is give God our attention. If you want to give millions of dollars, that's a good desire. But if you give God your attention, greater things can happen than if you gave $1 million to any ministry. Greater things will happen if you do your kingdom part, because we have kingdom abilities. God's going to give you the format. You can't originate it. So don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. He's going to make of Abraham a great nation. That's a big deal. Man can't do that. The average Joe from the world can't do that. Even a great businessman from the world can't do that. But with God, all things are possible. That's the concept we got to have. So God can take the little bit that you can do and multiply it, because he told us to be fruitful and multiply and then replenish. You're not multiplied to hoard it upon yourself. And that's a false concept. That's a worldly concept. Get rid of it. You're blessed to be a blessing. And when the Lord told me about the cycle of life, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion, that's a life cycle. That's just not limited to having a population. This is the way God does everything. The stars that Abraham couldn't count was done by those same five principles that God told Abraham to do. See, when you're fruitful, you prepare yourself to give profit. When you multiply, you increase greatly. And when you replenish, you're projecting your multiplication to others. You're helping other people learn. As ministers, we give information. We receive information and we give it away. And the information we give, if people are in pride, they don't want others to be better than them. That's why they're so divisive and they turn into witches. Or, they turn into rebellion, which is the same as witchcraft. They get rebellious, witchy. They start acting witchy when you get in competition or pride. But see, the heart of Jesus is this. He said, he that believe will do greater works than me. He expects us to do greater than the previous generation. Jesus was a generation, and he expected his disciples to do greater works than him. He that believe will do that, because you have kingdom abilities. Paul and Peter and John, they all, and all the wonderful apostles, the ones you never heard much of, they did great works. They all did. All of them did. Even the ones that were called after Paul, they did great works. But they did their part. If we don't do greater works than them, something's wrong. We can write more books in the comfort of our own home. A man can put out 2 or 3 books a year if he was diligent. I wouldn't do it without the Holy Ghost telling me to, but in my life, I wrote 2 books. And I gave them away. I didn't want to sell them. I wanted people to have them. I made it free and available on the internet, on my websites. So you have to do something with what God gives you. It's kingdom abilities. And it goes far. You'll be dead and gone, but the books will still be here. Just like with Paul and Peter and John, James. They wrote these wonderful books that we have as our Bible. And it blesses everybody. We share the covenant that God gave Abraham. We're helping. We're doing our part to contribute to what God told Abraham in chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. We're sharing in that covenant ability, and we're going to have some great covenant abilities in our own lives. So continue, be encouraged to be receptive to, just listen to the Lord, give him your attention, and you're going to enjoy it, enjoy the ride. You're still going to get to do good things. That all the interests you have and the things you're interested in doing, your abilities, God will use that if you yield it over to him. And it makes you, it gives you purpose. What if all your actions contributed to kingdom covenant abilities? And you're going to be rewarded. You're blessed to be a blessing, but you're going to enjoy the fruits of that. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.